Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Monday, the 22nd of August. Today we continue reading chapter 23 of Matthew's Gospel. And again we hear Jesus harshly criticise the scribes and Pharisees, calling them hypocrites, blind guides, and fools. Fairly harsh. Jesus attacked the severity of their teachings and laws, which they did not put into practice themselves. The scribes and Pharisees were so caught up in their strict laws and going into minute detail with their laws, they forgot about leading people to God. They were hypocrites because they did not do themselves what they demanded of others. Jesus said to them, "You shut up the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, neither going in yourselves nor allowing others to go in who want to." The behaviour of the scribes and Pharisees was at odds with their teaching. In simple terms, they gave bad example to the people. And this stopped the ordinary people from properly understanding God and God's love. Today we might ask ourselves whether sometimes in our own words, actions or attitudes, we might seem to be living at odds with what we say we believe. We claim to love God, don't we? But there are times when we do absolutely nothing about it. Days, or perhaps even weeks, can pass without spending any time in prayer. We claim to love our neighbour, to love others. But, if we're honest, we know there are many times when our behaviour towards someone is anything but loving. Anything but loving. The failure to do and to live what we believe, the failure to practice what we preach, hypocrisy and giving bad example, are present in our own lives and in the life of the church. Sometimes Jesus might say of us, "You shut up the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, neither going in yourselves nor allowing others to go in who want to." Those words of Jesus reminded me of some words of Pope Francis when he spoke about how Jesus opened the gate of heaven for us. He said, "The church is like the hand holding open this gate. Thanks to her proclamation of God's word, her celebration of the sacraments, and her witness of the faith, which works through love." You and I, through living our faith, are meant to be like hands holding open the gate of heaven for others. When we don't practice what we preach, or when we give bad example, we shut up the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. Jesus wants us to be his hands, to be his hands holding open the gate of heaven for everyone we meet. He wants us to hold open the gate for our families, for our friends, for those we work or study with, for our neighbours in the street. In fact, he wants us to hold the gate open for everyone we meet. Jesus wants us to do this by listening to his word, by spending time with him each day in prayer, by going to Mass regularly and receiving him in Holy Communion, and by going out of our way to live our faith by loving others. Going out of our way to live our faith by loving others. Yes, even those who are hard to love. Hypocrisy, bad example, and failure to witness to Jesus shuts the gate of heaven in people's faces. Let's pray today that our words, actions and attitudes may never slam a door in anyone's face. May my words, my actions, my attitudes never, ever slam a door in anyone's face. God bless you all.